Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and then call a Noble Gold representative to ask about the shipwreck coins. It's time to tell better stories at your parties by showcasing a one-of-kind coins from collection destined to rise in value. NobleGoldInvestments.com. Can thieves really steal your home's title? Take it from this thief who stole over 150 homes and was sentenced to 25 years in prison. This is why you need Home Title Lock.
Nobody thinks that I can take their house and borrow against the house. Oh, no, I have title insurance for that. No, it's in my name, or he would have to get some special document. They would call me. You know, nobody's calling you. After I've stolen the title, borrowed against it, or sold the property, or done whatever I've done with it, it's 60 to 90 days to even figure out that they're the victim of this crime. You know, by that point, you start getting foreclosure notices and you realize you've got four mortgages on your house. Not only that, you don't even own your home anymore. It's not even in your name.
Heard enough? Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim and enter code RADIO for 30 free days of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com, code RADIO for 30 free days of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. A lot of lawyers promise a lot of things. No fee unless we win. The consults are free. Of course they offer that stuff. All lawyers do that. But will they promise not to take more money than you at the end of your case? No. When you call me, that answer's yes. I'll never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Marie Mortera. We know this can be a tough time for kids. They need reassurance and an escape. So get crafty, crack open a good book, and play some games. A smile can often cure a child's fear and confusion. From all of us at News 3 and the CW Las Vegas, take care.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
1833.
Optima Tax Relief.
For details, visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Supreme Court dismissing a challenge to the Obama-era health care law. Correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
By a 7-2 vote, the justices left the entire law intact, ruling that Texas, other Republican-led states, and two individuals had no right to bring their lawsuit in federal court. The law's major provisions include protections for people with pre-existing health conditions, a range of no-cost preventative services, and the expansion of the Medicaid program that insures lower-income people, including those who work in jobs that don't provide health insurance. Also left in place is the law's now toothless requirement that people have health insurance or pay a penalty. Congress rendered that provision irrelevant 4 years ago when it reduced the penalty to zero. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Also at townhall.com, the court has unanimously sided with a Catholic foster care agency that says its religious views prevent it from working with same-sex couples as foster parents. Matt Staver of the Liberty Council welcomes the ruling.
We've had a number of unanimous 9-0 decisions in favor of religious free exercise. That's a very good sign, and certainly free exercise of religion under the First Amendment is a very core foundational issue that really made America what it is.
The court said Philadelphia violated the Constitution in limiting its work with the agency. And the High Court has sided with food giants Nestle and Cargill in a lawsuit that claimed they knowingly bought cocoa beans from farms in Africa that used child slave labor. Justices ruled 8-1 in favor of the food companies. Japan announcing the easing of a coronavirus state of emergency in Tokyo, as well as six other nearby areas, starting next week, just ahead of the Summer Olympic Games. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm who put his problems to rest.
They got the...
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
It's 3:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, efforts to beat the heat yesterday proved to be a waste of time as Las Vegas broke a decades-old temperature record. The official Hyatt McCarran Airport hit 116 degrees. That's 2 degrees hotter than the previous high for June 16th, which was set in 1940. The all-time high for Las Vegas is 117, which last reached that temperature June 20th of 2017. The National Weather Service has now extended the excess of heat warning through the weekend. By the way, the normal high for this time of the year is an even 100 degrees. Southern Nevada's rental market is about as hot as our temperatures these days. With strong demand for low and low inventory, Las Vegas's rental home prices increased at one of the fastest rates in the country in May, up more than 17% compared to the same time last year. The Valley's rent growth puts Las Vegas second on the list. Among the 50 metro areas measured by Zillow, Phoenix topped the list with rents up nearly 18% from May of last year. Well, unfortunately, Montreal beat the Golden Knights 3-2 in Game 2 at T-Mobile Arena last night. The best-of-seven series is tied at one game apiece and now heads to Montreal for Game 3 tomorrow night. Game 4 is Sunday.
KMZQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, you are bumper-to-bumper right now through the resort corridor. Indeed, very slow. 15 north at Spring Mountain, 15 south at Sahara. You're averaging about 30 miles per hour through there. Moderate flows on the Beltway, 215 westbound at Valley Verde, and some heavy volumes through the Spaghetti Bowl, 515 east at Main Street.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local for Thursday, June 17th. We are inching ever closer to the weekend. I'm so excited. It got to, what did we say, 116? 116 degrees? You know what I did? I took to the pool. I decided to be poolside. It's just better that way.
The president is back in place after 8 days abroad. They did the summit with Vladimir Putin. There was a huge, huge buildup. Did the summit live up to the buildup? Let's check in with Lieutenant Stephen Rogers. He is joining us and is president of Club for America. He is former Navy intelligence. He knows where all the bones are buried, and he joins us. Lieutenant Rogers, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
Tell me what Club for America is.
Okay, actually, it's Campaign for America.
Campaign, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's fine. It's not your fault. I think they sent the wrong name. But Campaign, the number for America, is an organization that is going out nationwide. We go out nationwide. We send speakers all over the country to campaign for the one candidate in this country that has won every battle, and that candidate is the American flag and the values in which that flag stands upon. So there's our candidate, Old Glory, and we're advancing America's greatness around the country, and that's exactly how we're bringing the people together.
Stephen, let me ask you, what did you think of the last 8 days? The president abroad, and there's been a lot of criticism of his performance, that he wasn't strong enough, the optics, the visual optics just didn't look good, he looked tired. What did you make of it?
Well, I've got to tell you, the winner of that particular summit was Vladimir Putin. I mean, Putin is the former director of the Soviet KGB. People have asked me, well, why would Putin want to meet with Biden? Well, Putin wanted to see Biden up front and personal, study his eyes, study his behavior, his facial expressions. You got to remember, this is an intelligence officer like myself. So I knew what Putin was up to. Biden walked away with nothing, absolutely nothing. It was an embarrassment. It was non-productive. And the one thing I got to tell you that not only Putin but President Xi and even our NATO allies realize is how weak Biden is, but meaning how weak America is at this point.
Let me just ask you, this was part of an eight-day trip, and I got to ask you, did the G7, NATO, did it accomplish anything?
Absolutely not. Now, let's just turn the clock back a little bit. When President Trump met with these individuals, these NATO allies, he made it clear who's in charge. Well, you know, we send our troops, we send our money, we shed our blood, we shed our tears. So you know who's leading the charge here? President Donald Trump in the United States of America. In this case, we have a president who, you know, if he wasn't sleeping, he was somewhere in the back, nowhere to be found. Nothing was accomplished. Our allies know that, but of course they're not going to come out and criticize Biden. But the fact of the matter is everyone who was involved knows nothing was accomplished.
I know going in, we didn't really know what the president was going to do, but when he gave this list of 16 sites that cannot be hit with cyber, and the president was very specific and handed Putin a whole list of 16 sites that are untouchable, I kept asking, God, wouldn't you hate to be the number 17 on the list? You know,
think about this. He handed him 16 sites. 16 targets. What if some of those sites weren't on the list of Vladimir Putin, for goodness sake? You know, so you don't hand the opposition or your enemies anything. You don't tell them, well, don't touch this site or touch that site. And if some of those sites were not on the target list, that if Russia has a target list, they have it now.
Let me ask you, and again, Lieutenant Stephen Rogers joining us, Campaign for America, a former Navy intelligence officer, and I've got to ask you, what did we know about Vladimir Putin coming in to this summit, and did we learn anything at all from a news conference, a 60-minute news conference?
Well, what did we know? Great question, because who are we? I'm sure most of the American people knew, and the administration had to know, but disregarded it. Again, we're talking about the Soviet, or the former Soviet leader of the KGB, a sharp, shrewd intelligence officer. Think about this one. Joe Biden poked the bear in the face, meaning Putin in the face, over the past 6 months several times. First, Ukraine, well, Putin's response, 100,000 troops on the border. Then he poked them here and there, and then the cyber attacks, and on and on and on. We got Russian bombers flying over Alaska. We got a darn Russian naval exercise now off the coast of Hawaii. So they had to know who they were dealing with. But each and every time, there's been no substantive response from the United States, which shows our weakness. So to answer your question directly, we had to know who we were dealing with, but unfortunately, either they didn't believe it or they were in denial, meaning Joe Biden and company.
Maneuvers at sea are nothing new for anybody that has a navy. They do them all across the world. I guess my question is this exercise that's going on just off the shore of Hawaii, is that unusual?
I think it is. I have not ever heard of a Russian fleet off the coast of Hawaii. It's pretty much closer to Pearl Harbor than any place else. In international waters, I'm sure they're not violating any international waters, but it's pretty darn bold of them to send naval maneuvers off the coast of Hawaii. That was a signal. That was a message to Biden before the summit to know who you're dealing with. And remember what Putin said before the summit. Joe, you hearing me? Listen to what I have to say. Well, the listening to what I have to say didn't come out of Putin's mouth. It came out of his actions.
What do you think it means? I mean, does it mean that we're going to have a military escalation?
In my view, I think we're headed that way. I'm concerned about that. And I got concerned about it when Biden went to Ukraine and told the Ukrainian president, we got your back. Don't worry about it. We got your back. Well, the response was 100,000 Russian troops on the border. And think about this one. Our closest ally, Israel, they're getting bombed. Missiles are coming down. We're doing nothing to help them. So what would lead the Ukrainian president or any NATO ally, what would lead them to believe that we're going to do anything to help them out? And by the way, let's add Taiwan to that list. Chinese Communist Party jet fighters flying into their airspace, we do nothing. So somewhere along the line, somebody's going to pull a trigger, and I just hope to God we're not going to be dragged into a war at this point that we cannot win.
Stephen, let me ask you about Ukraine, because a lot of people don't know about Ukraine, but there seems to be a battle on here for the hearts and minds of Ukraine. There has been talk of them joining NATO. It was talked about at the NATO meetings. Can you talk a little bit about the significance of Ukraine and why it's so important?
Well, the what is very significant about Ukraine is Sevastopol, the Crimea. That's where the Russian fleet is, the strongest part of the Russian fleet. So Putin already has that, and as far as I know, based on people I've talked to, he's really not interested in going into the interior of Ukraine. He wants to secure that base, keep it, and go nowhere else. Now, how did this happen that the Russians started to move forward into the interior? It was told to Putin by Barack Obama, don't worry about it, we're not going to get involved in Ukraine, and we're not going to make Ukraine part of NATO. That was said to Putin, allegedly by Obama. Well, all of a sudden, Obama came out and said, well, maybe we should allow Ukraine into NATO. And that's when Putin decided to make his move. I mean, you can't, and I tell people this, you know, could you imagine thousands of Russian troops in Mexico on our border? Putin doesn't want American troops on his border because American troops will be there if we get involved in NATO. And that's Donald Trump has consistently said, let's mind our own business, stay out of these situations where we can end up in a war, and then if somebody makes a move, we respond. But again, for some reason, they're poking their finger in the face of the bear.
I want to talk to you about, and again, Lieutenant Stephen Rogers joining us, the president of the Campaign for America, a former Navy intelligence officer. It's the battleground that I think is going to be where the next world war occurs, and that's cyber. What happened relative to cyber other than the list of 16?
Well, I could tell you this, that there's no doubt in my mind, and again, I'm basing this just on experience with regard to how these things work. I'm sure they're probing our electrical grids. I'm sure they're probing our grids that, for example, control our airports. They're controlling or they're probing our waterways grids. Everything electronically they're probing. So at this point right now, there's a lot of probing going on. Unfortunately, we, again, are stuck with our pants down because we should have done what Trump said a long time ago. In fact, what Reagan said in his time, make sure we invest in our infrastructure, meaning our cybersecurity. Now, what Trump did was he created a situation with the business and industry and government to work together to build these so-called firewalls to prevent these attacks. Well, apparently that hasn't happened. He's unfortunately no longer in office. So now we get one attack after another. And there was an attack also up in Massachusetts a few weeks ago, some sort of a steamboat venture. They apparently shut down their electronics. So there's a lot of probing going on. And keep in mind that the Russians, they have been doing a lot with laser, a lot with laser weapons. So we got a problem on our hands. We need to catch up. We should have never fell behind. But we do need to do a lot of catching up.
Stephen, do we have an operation like that offensively to where we can, when the president says that we will respond in kind, does that mean that we have cyber capabilities that can do the same thing the Russians can?
Oh, well, I believe we have cyber capabilities. I certainly do. I don't want anybody to lead anybody to believe that we're not that we're defenseless. We're not. I believe we have a lot out there that the Russians don't know about. But at the same time, I'm sure they have a lot out there that we don't know about. What I'm concerned about is, with regard to our military, is that instead of dragging our troops into classrooms, teaching them how to be politically correct, let's do what the Russians are doing, get them back out on the battlefields of training and how to defeat an enemy. I mean, our military is becoming, sadly to say, a tool of the left, a tool of the propagandists, a tool of socialists. Why do I say that? And believe me, I spent 25 years, retired as a lieutenant commander in the Navy. We need to be warriors. We need to be war fighters to fight wars. And I've got to tell you, this administration is taking us backwards. So I'm concerned about our readiness. That's what I'm driving at. Are we ready? Of course they're going to say we are. But are we really ready? Well, I don't want to find out when it's too late.
I'm betting you know the answer to this question. The president gave the list of 16 to Vladimir Putin. Is there a list of 16 Russian entities, infrastructure that they probably would not want us toying with? Do we have a list of their 16?
Well, I would tell you this, that I am sure, as with every country on earth, there are targets. There are a list of targets. Because you're always prepared for war. You have to know where your enemy's manufacturing plants are, where they're building computer chips, on and on and on. So I can tell you, I believe every country has targets that they're prepared to hit in the event you need to take a military action. But I will tell you this. You don't give the enemy a list. You just don't do that. You just gave them something that they may not have. So Vladimir Putin could have walked away with a lot more than just gathering the intelligence with regard to looking at the behavior and the eyes and the body language of Biden. He could have walked away with a list of targets maybe he never even had.
I know that one of the things they did is they're going to commit our experts and their experts to deal with cyber. My question is, that requires some level of trust. Do you trust Putin to be
No.
fair and good partner?
No, I go back to what Reagan said, trust but verify. I don't trust Putin. Listen, he has no love for the United States of America, and he's looking out for his own country, his own party. And the fact of the matter is, they're not friends of ours. And he made that pretty clear, I think Putin did, and neither is President Xi. Their worst enemy is us. So I don't trust them, not at all. And their experts are going to be KGB or former KGB agents that are going to be here, in my view, as they always have, to collect intelligence and information. They're smart. They're smart. What did President Trump say? They're smarter than us, and that's where we fail. When he was in office, well, he knew how to deal with Putin, but not this guy. Not this guy.
You're the president of Campaign for America. If folks want to know more about it, your mission statement, so to speak, how can they do that?
Well, if they go to campaign4america.com, that's campaign4america.com, they'll learn all about us, and hopefully they'll fill out the little contact page, and we send them a monthly intelligence report. No cost, no charges. We're not looking for donations. We're looking to spread the word about this great country.
Stephen, thank you so much, man. Appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you, my friend. Take care.
Lieutenant Stephen Rogers, the president of Campaign 4, the number 4, America, a former Navy intelligence guy, and he knows a lot about a lot. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, even long-term care, we can help. call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. The financial world is full of buzzwords, and one that I've been hearing lately is called decumulation. And here to break that down for us is America's wealth coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. So, Coach, decumulation, I know that's one of your favorites.
Don't you love the word, so many words, so many definitions. It all comes down to this, Steve. Whatever you have, you need to keep. And whatever you keep, you need to make sure that you can benefit from. And you benefit by having your own lifetime income account. So, how do you keep things, though? Still, Coach, I'm in the market. It's up and down all around. How do I keep it? Well, you form an exit strategy and a liquidation strategy where you know when your stocks hit a certain point, you're going to take a certain amount of that money out of the market and put it in a place you can never lose it again. Sort of like the nest egg accounts. The geese used to sit on the nest and it would hatch big golden eggs. We can have your very own golden egg. Here's how you do it, Steve. You get away from all the terminology out there in the world. And there's two main terms that mean a lot. Income and you. How much income are you going to get, and how much is your spouse going to get? Everything else really doesn't matter to you. You really need to make sure you have that total plan in place. We call it a financial fill-up strategy. Now, it all comes down to retirement planning and how to create that retirement income you can never outlive. There's a lot of people out there talking about giving you retirement income, but it expires. We can't have an expiration date on our income. Our income needs to outlive us. That means you and your spouse, and also your income plan should not disappear when you and your spouse are gone. Whatever's left should go on to your next of kin. That's possible, Steve, to have a total retirement plan and a total income plan, but you have to get it done, and you have to get it done in writing. So the next 20 people call, we'll do it for you right now. That's $1,000 value, no fee or obligation.
That sounds great, Coach. Call or text 888-702-6932. Text the word VEGAS to 888-702-6932. That's right, call or text the word VEGAS to 888-702-6932.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered financial advisor.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycry and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycry has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you've been with us for the last 10 or 11 years, you know that we spend a lot of time evaluating things like the G7 and the G8 and all of that. I can't recall in the last 10 years, and maybe dating back before that, an event that was so ballyhooed and then turned out to be a dud, like what happened in Geneva. It just wasn't that good. What was interesting yesterday is I couldn't wait to find out what Trump thought about the summit. He's done these summits. It's not his first rodeo when it comes to summits. And The former president, Donald J. Trump, was on with Hannity last night. This is cut three. This is his reaction to the Biden-Putin summit. Here it is.
Well, I guess the overall is...